Welcome to Dumb Egg Chatter, I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Keith A. Much is the owner and chief instructor of Torrington Family Kempo. He also is the leading force behind the Clean Up the World Day efforts for the city of Torrington, which will be held Saturday, September 15th, 2018, all-day event starting at 9 a.m. in Coe Park. As of this recording, it has been reported that Torrington may be the only city in Connecticut that is a part of this extraordinary community-centric and environmentally conscious effort. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Keith A. Much here on Nutmeg Chatter. Back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Keith A. Much was the subject of Nutmeg Chatter's ninth radio interview ever, and he was the guest moderator and interviewer for the 63rd episode. That was the last Chatter episode of the year 2017. So now that it is September 2018, and we're at episode 92, it's such a pleasure to have Keith back. Keith, welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an interesting history, huh?
Absolutely. It is a fantastic time to speak to you because you're always in the mix doing something positive for our community. And I think this Clean Up the World Day effort, I think it's amazing that you've been leading this charge for so long. This has been how many years now?
This is our fifth annual Clean Up the World Day.
Yeah,
and we started getting involved in Earth Day cleanups that Torrington was already holding. I think back in 2012.
Right. So in the Earth Day, that's in April.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And that's always very successful in terms of finding ways to clean up the community.
Sure. Yes.
With this Clean Up the World Day now in September. That's an ability to pick up items that may have been left between April and now.
It's one cleanup project isn't enough. There's, you just drive down anywhere in Torrington, and you're going to find some garbage. That's a given. So one cleanup project isn't enough. And Rista Malenka, I would give her a whole lot of credit because it is through her office that we do the cleanup project, and she does a great majority of the organizing. She was the one that brought up Clean Up the World in the first place, which started in Australia and is actually partly under the auspices of the UN, the United Nations. So it's remarkable, and I think the fundamental difference between Earth Day and Clean Up the World is. For many people, Earth Day is, we talk about, we love the Earth, and they throw around a big ball that has, a globe on it.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but Clean Up the World Day is a get your rear end off the couch event. And I'm happy to say that there are more and more cleanup projects happening in Torrington than I think there ever has been. We used to have a Naugatuck River cleanup. That's been merged into our Clean Up the World Day.
Wow.
Yeah. So we don't, and I give anybody who organized for the Naugatuck River cleanup, I give them incredible credit, and I appreciate that they would merge their activity with ours, because then we're getting even more done. So it's been good, and it's been a group effort, and I see more and more friendly faces every year when I go down to the park.
That kind of brings up my next question, which would be, how has this event grown since its start here locally?
Sure.
5 years ago? How would you describe the growth of the interest in this particular effort?
Well, there's more visibility. Our numbers have stayed consistent. People trickle through throughout the whole day. I give credit to our mayor, Mayor Carbone, who does actually swing on by on a regular basis and does pick up garbage herself. Her and her husband do a fantastic job cleaning up with us when she can. So I give her credit for that. And to anybody who just swings on by for a short period of time and just picks up a few pieces of trash. I especially appreciate anybody, even if they can't clean up that day, for greeting and being friendly to our cleanup crews. You know, having them be well received by the community and expected as a known quantity is thrilling. So, yeah.
I think, and here's a fine point for people to consider, especially if they're hearing about this idea for the first time. If they're interested in doing this event, but they're not interested in doing an all day,
no.
Guaranteeing their Saturday
sure.
to do this, they don't have to. This is not a commitment of
3 hours.
An entire day's worth of time.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. You can swing on by literally any time between 9 and 12. 12 is actually when we do our volunteer lunch. So far we have Angie over at Angie's who's donating a bunch of sandwiches.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I've got another restaurant to talk to today, but I'll check with them first before
sure.
I am going to promote this on Jacques Williams' Feel Good Show.
Fantastic.
Which I did on this past Tuesday. I'm going to do it again the Tuesday before the event.
Fantastic.
It is, and I appreciate Jacques allowing me to pitch. And, of course, I appreciate WAPJ always allowing me a platform to promote these events.
So the event actually isn't even an all-day event. It was
no.
listed. It's listed all day on the city's website. But it's really just 9 to 12.
That's
so
it.
So people know that within that time frame, they don't even have to guarantee that 3 hours if they don't want
no.
to. They can do their part. For as much as they can.
Absolutely. You can even contact Krista Malenko over at zoning and land use if you've got a particular size group or any group of any particular size. You can call them, call her at town hall, and ask for the appropriate size space where you can do a cleanup, and you don't even have to show up at Coe Park.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You don't. We have a lunch for you if you helped us clean up, and then you can swing on by and take part.
So Coe Park is kind of like the place of operations.
It's like a marshalling area.
Okay.
Marshalling ground.
But if you've got a large group, you don't even have to go there. They can say, hey, this is the location where
right.
you need to go, and then you can just go straight there.
Yeah, you can stop on by and pick up the garbage bags. You can pick up your latex gloves. But if you plan in advance, you can swing on by town hall and pick those up yourself.
For those who are now wondering, okay, well, what's involved in this and the effort, if somebody's interested in being a volunteer, why don't you walk through kind of the process for how that could occur?
Well, again, if you want to show up that day between 9 and 12 at Coe Park, you can pick up trash bags. Go ahead.
So you don't have to register at all?
No registration required.
Okay.
You can get involved ahead of time if you want to get a specific map or particular location in advance.
Okay.
All right. And because when you go to Coe Park, we give you the trash bags, the gloves, and we give you a slip of paper with a map that shows where your mission is. That includes a phone number. You go to that area, and if you're walking to Coe Park, it can be within walking distance of Coe Park. We can be very specific as to where we send mm-hmm. you. There's kid-friendly areas. There's high-traffic areas. If it's a group of adults, we specifically need adults to go to the high-traffic areas where we don't want to send kids.
That makes sense.
It really does. Christine Altman over at Gateway, she and I actually mapped the whole town out a few years back as to the degree of trash in those areas. We graded the areas. So the more high-traffic areas near the highways specifically need a little bit more TLC. But there's a phone number and where you can pick up the trash, take the trash, tie it up, leave it in a very specific area, call it in, and Park and Rec will swing on by and pick up the garbage for you.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. So what you've done is you've made it easy for people who want to help in this way.
Absolutely.
Do it and accomplish their goal in a way where you're saying, and pick up the trash and put it in your car. You don't have to do that. You can leave it right there.
It's so simple. It's gotten easier every year.
And the way that you've mapped it out as well, if you can ensure that a certain group is going to one location, another is going to another, then you can ensure that the entire city, for as much as you're able to do,
sure.
Will have coverage, and there won't be like everybody selecting Copark.
No, there's not. They may be groups adjacent to each other, but
sure.
two groups are not going to be sent to the same area.
That makes perfect
unless they want to.
Unless they become a larger team.
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to get out this year and get out there this year and pick up garbage with my group. I don't always get a chance to do that. I'm usually doing some coordinating. I would find it greatly enjoyable to go out and pick up garbage with my students.
That's fantastic. We'll tell you what, we're already at our first break.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come on back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the importance of taking care of our environment.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that and so much more here on Nutmeg Chatter. Back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in the studio is Keith A. Much. Keith is the owner and chief instructor for Torrington Family Kempo, and he is also the leading force behind Clean Up the World Day efforts for the city of Torrington, which will be held on September 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, which will occur. The base of operations is Copark, but as we just learned in our first segment, if you have a large group and you contact the city,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to assign you a location in advance.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, talk to me about your interest in the environment, because this is something that you do, obviously, Earth Day-wise, and now with the Clean Up the World Day. Taking care of the environment seems to be a personal mission for you.
Well, we are a community and we live within our environment, so the two are inextricably linked. It's one thing that we do as a people, as a species, is we form communities. And regardless of what you think about society as a whole or your community, you're still part of it. So as an educator, as a teacher, I want to teach the kids that they can make the world a better place through their actions. Simple things. You know, be the change you want in the world. If you want the world to be a better place, be a better person. You can be a better person by doing things that you know are the right things to do, such as picking up that piece of litter. It doesn't matter who put the litter there. Just pick it up.
Is there a some sort of pattern that you see within the context of your teaching, being an instructor at Torrington Family Kempo and the lessons learned there and working with the children as it relates to the cleanup day and the environment?
Oh, sure. It comes down to responsibility. You own your choices. It could be argued that your choices are the only things that you actually do own. They always come back to you. And if you do what you feel is the right thing for yourself and the people around you, you are a better citizen. You are a better part of your community. And that's leadership, isn't it? If you do what the right thing is, you do what you feel is the right thing for the betterment of yourself and the people around you, other people may be inspired to do the same.
In terms of the volume of the trash that is picked up during these type of events, has it slowed down at all? Do you find that you pick up the same amounts year after year after year? Has there been a decline because of interest? Has there been an increase just due to population? Or are those figures right now unknown?
Well, some of the known quantities. We have a lot of the same familiar faces showing up every year, and we appreciate that. I think we could use more people. If we had more people, it would be more sustainable. It would be easier for on everybody. We'd be asking less of the same people every year. When it comes to quantity of trash, I haven't really seen the quantities of trash diminishing very much. We, oddly enough, seem to find the same number of tires, you know, in streams.
Really?
Yes. We found a fence once. We found a kitchen sink, a foundation of a house. Somebody found a circular saw. Haven't found too many fences lately, though. Mm-hmm. But we find same amount of garbage. You know, if we have more people, we'll find the same amount of garbage over a wider area, which in the end means we're finding less because we have more people and we can scour more areas.
Well, you just described finding these very large items, which
yes.
when I envisioned the idea of Clean Up the World Day, you know, obviously, you know, there will be limitations depending on the groups and how
sure.
many people. But I envisioned picking up, like, individual, you know, wrappers, fast food wrappers or something, and, the litter.
Yeah.
But you're talking about some sizable quantities of material that has been found in the past.
Yeah.
How has that been identified and remedied, or do the volunteers pull the tires out of the stream?
Yes, they do. Yeah, I got pictures of my students pulling tires out of the stream. It's part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my wife found a couch once, and we found a mattress. Naugatuck River, it's amazing. Regardless of the size, water, it has an incredible amount of force.
Right.
You know, it will drag anything right downstream, but we're finding less large items like that.
That's good that you're finding less than that.
Yes.
And it is a recommendation, a word of warning as well, is that if somebody finds an item and they don't believe that they can themselves, pick up that item,
yes.
just contact, the base of operations and advise them of the situation.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah.
But don't try to do it oneself.
No. Well, that's why we go out in groups.
That makes total sense.
Yeah,
they have a buddy system, if you will, a volunteer buddy
sure.
system.
That's why we don't have kids going out by themselves. And there's always an adult, or
right.
at least there should be.
So their adults kind of are the moderators of that particular group as they try to coordinate efforts. So you're finding less of the larger stuff. That's
good.
Good news.
That's great news.
Right.
Oh yeah, there's a. I think I heard somebody a couple years ago had mentioned they saw a bald eagle. Catching a fish in a river in Torrington.
That's a great story.
Isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
We are having an impact. And I was mentioning, before we started the interview, that I want nothing more than to pass the torch on to the next generation, and that we may be moving in that direction where some of the younger people are inspired, and they want to take the torch.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the world is for them because
it,
the youth
it is.
Because it's theirs, and we should obviously leave it in a better place than we found it. And if not, then take advantage of days like Clean Up the World Day to try to make that a possibility. But that's so fantastic that there's so much interest by the young people who want to take ownership of this, because they deserve it.
Oh, sure. Lisa Hageman down at the Torrington Community Soup Kitchen, she has some of her clients who do trash pickup in her area on some of the really hot days we've had over the last several weeks. So I give her, all sorts of credit. There's actually a musical event a couple days before on the 13th at the Nolke Gallery on Water Street.
Oh, tell me about that, please.
Oh, yeah. The name of the event is The Sparks of Torrington. One of the people arranging the whole thing is a young woman by the name of Ronatron. Her Facebook moniker is Ronatron Justice, which
okay.
is
that
quite
sounds
colorful.
Good.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful. She's very, very enthusiastic. She's into the arts. She's into the downtown music scene. And she's getting a bunch of friends together, local artists. And they're going to do a concert on the 13th from 6 to 11. And that's going directly to them. And this is to get the word out to that demographic, those younger people, the 20-somethings, which is perfect. You know, that's the group that I've really been looking for participation in this event. You know, we get the kids. Yeah, that's part of my contribution in this this initiative, and then we've got some people more closer to my age that like to swing on by.
Believe it or not, we're already at our second break.
That's amazing.
We're going to take just a quick break, then we're going to come up back and we're going to talk a little bit about how helping the community affects the person who's doing it, mm-hmm. even as much as they affect the environment themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that aspect of things and
Great. So
much more when we return with Keith A. Much here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here with me is Keith A. Much, the owner and chief instructor of Torrington Family Kempo, and we've been talking about the Clean Up the World Day, which is going to occur on September 15th from 9 a.m. to noon. And we've been talking about the efforts. We've learned about how somebody can get involved. We've talked about, you know, what are the ways that one does this activity once they are involved, that the time frame that they are offering, does not have to be a 3-hour commitment.
No, not at all.
It can be as much time as they can, and then the geographic region, how those geographic regions where you can do your Clean Up the World efforts, which
Absolutely.
Is fantastic. And then we talked a little bit about some of the events that have occurred. The finding different larger items or smaller items and what one should
yeah.
do. And then what I'm excited about as well is you described prior to that event, there'll be a musical event that kind of is
yeah.
going to share awareness of that. That's going to occur at the Nolke Gallery, which is on Water Street mm-hmm. in downtown Torrington. And I'm sorry, when is the date and time for that particular event?
That's going to be on the 13th. That's going to be on a Thursday. And that's going to go from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And that's just getting the word out about Clean Up the World Day. And then the event itself, Clean Up the World Day, is Saturday, September 15th.
Yep.
How does helping within the community help the self? Or are there examples that you're aware of where somebody has cleaned up something or done some sort of event positive for the community and then gained by it, not necessarily monetarily, but as
oh, sure.
a person?
Well, we live in interesting times, and we have a society that can sometimes be a little divisive. And feeling like we have power to control or change that can cause some anxiety. So I would even call it angst. But when you do what you feel is the right thing to do, you're taking back your own power. By doing something for someone else, you're serving two people. You're helping them. You're helping yourself. I've heard it said, integrity is its own reward. Integrity is a gift that you give yourself. And if you know what is right and then you do what is right, you have reason to feel good about yourself. You know, you are becoming the person that you intended to be. Imagine when you're 7 years old. What kind of person did you feel you were going to be when you got older? What kind of grown-up do you envision yourself being? Well, doing things like this is talking to the seven-year-old in you. You are being the person that you would have chosen to be when you were that age.
It's also true, to my viewpoint, that one's environment does certainly affect how one feels. You
Absolutely,
know,
yeah.
Your mood can certainly change whether you're in an area that is in need of love.
Sure.
And in an area that is not. And so your environment certainly affects how you feel, whether you what you internalize, whether you recognize that or not at the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
So helping out the environment on this particular day won't just necessarily help you with your you know, feelings on that particular day, but mm-hmm. also when that is sustained, that could affect one's attitude moving forward.
Absolutely right. Yeah, we have a psychological need to find meaning. I found actually a very interesting point in a book, something called reciprocal altruism. If back in the hunter-gatherer stage there's a study on this, hunter-gatherer stage of our development as a species, if you were to go out on a hunt, you suddenly got you got this big animal. If you're successful, there's no refrigeration. What do? You share it with your neighbor with the understanding that if next time you go on a hunt and you're not successful, and they are, they'll share it with you. It's who we are. That's who we are as a society, is we share with each other because we know it's in our best interests.
In the last couple of minutes that we have together, what do you think it says about Torrington, that Torrington is, as of this point, the only city in Connecticut that's currently doing this effort?
Well, it tells me that I need to get the word out a little more. I did talk to Goshen Park and Rec about participating in our Earth Day cleanup, and the Conservation Committee that I spoke to at Town Hall this week, you know, mused, wouldn't it be phenomenal if we could do a regional cleanup? We can even call it a regional cleanup mm-hmm. and spread it out. So I wouldn't say it's on them necessarily. You know, they're not, whether they're paying attention to what we're doing is irrelevant. It's expanding the effort. So if I can pass the torch on and get more people interested, then we can share it with them as opposed to expecting them to join us.
That's fantastic. That's a great way of looking at it. And you know what? I can't think of a better way to kind of conclude sure. our discussion than by looking at it as a means of expanding the effort. So it's not exclusionary.
Absolutely right.
It's open to all. If you're interested, you do not have to register or pre-register for the event.
Nope.
There is going to be a home base of operations there in Coe Park, mm-hmm. which is kind of the center there of Torrington, and you can help for as long or as little as you can.
Please do. We'd love to see you.
That's fantastic. Keith, I want to thank you for talking to us today about this Clean Up the World events. If people want to find out more information about this particular event, is there any particular location that they can go to, like a Facebook page of some kind? Is there an event page
yes,
for that?
Yes, I did create a Torrington Clean Up the World 2018 sign-up page on Facebook. You can also go on the town's Facebook page, or as well as the town's website.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a way for people to find out just a little bit, any more information that they want, going on to Facebook and checking out the event there for Torrington Clean Up the World Day.
Absolutely, sir.
Keith Haymuch, thank you for being here today on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you so much, sir.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube royalty-free music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned to this station for more information, education, entertainment, music, and more. We hope you enjoyed the chat.